This is Ozarks at Large. The 120 acres that will become Shaw Family Park in Springdale are not without beauty already. A large swath of meadow on the edge of one of the fastest growing cities in the state. Richie Smith, a landscape architect with Richie Smith Associates in Memphis, says a year and a half from now, this place will look different.
Right now you see 125 odd acres of Ozark, upland meadow, some forest, a little bit of old growth forest in the northeast. In the new design, we're going to maintain all of those assets, and cars will only come in to the very perimeter with three main entrances, each with a different theme based on park activities and experiences. So you come in slightly into the park, then you're a pedestrian. And when you have this large, open, relatively rolling but not steep landscape, you can create a vibrant trail system. So there's miles of trails that wind through the meadows and the woodlands.
Yesterday, as the wind whipped across the future park, ground was broken for what will be the second largest park in Springdale. Mayor Doug Sprouse says Shaw Family Park has been a long time coming. The land was purchased in 2012 with money earned from bonds approved by voters that year, and the pending construction will be made possible from proceeds from a 2018 bond approval.
This will be fully developed, but it's going to have a lot of natural amenities. It's not going to have all the bright colored play equipment and everything. It'll have play equipment. It'll have a splash pad. It'll have tennis courts. It'll have all those things you've come to expect in a park. But it will also have a lot. The vast majority of this park will be open, flexible space.
Richie Smith, who along with his firm designed the park, says residents of Springdale and of Elm Springs, since the 120 acres borders both cities, played a significant role in the creation of the park.
Big open house at City Hall. There was overflow crowds. In my career, we've had some success and accomplishment, but that was one of the most positive public input sessions I've ever experienced.
It might be difficult for people other than landscape architects to fully understand what Shaw Family Park will eventually look like. But Richie Smith says the living, evolving nature of the park's design means nobody knows exactly what it will look like further into the future.
As a landscape architect, we have to take the long view because it may be years or decades, particularly with trees. This park has 1,200 new trees, mostly canopy trees, native canopy, oak and other species. Well, the budget covers small size trees, which don't make much impact. One of the things we do, though, is we have strength in numbers. So instead of a few trees here and there, we may put 50 or 70 trees in a grove, so it takes on more presence. But even then, those trees aren't much above eye level. So we have to visualize what's it going to look like.
And Springdale Mayor Doug Sprouse says that sort of forward-looking concept seems just right for this new park. He says there was more than a bit of forward-thinking involved more than a half decade ago when the land was first purchased.
We were very fortunate back in 12 to be able to buy this, and even though we knew we wouldn't be able to develop it yet, but I just couldn't say enough about the voters in Springdale and their confidence in the parks portion of this bond, they all passed by a wide margin, but parks was near the top of those, and so we're just pleased and very thankful that it's designed, it's started construction, and we can deliver what we told the people of Springdale and Northwest Arkansas we'd be delivering.
Voters in Springdale approved bond projects in February 2018 to help fund the park construction and several other amenities, including street improvements, new fire stations, a new animal shelter, and other projects.